The most important weekly feature keeping you up to date with the state of the American working family, the problems they face, and real-world solutions that only union labor can provide. The Fenestrate Media and The Left Show present, in association with the Central Utah Federation of Labor and the AFL-CIO, The Working Family Agenda, with your host, Brian Faulkner. A look at the American working family like you've never heard before.
Hi, and thanks for checking out this week's Working Family Agenda. I'm Brian Faulkner. Every so often, we all have one of those moments where you question, did that really just happen? I think we're having, or are about to have, one of those moments now. It's by no mere coincidence we are once again wading into presidential politics. And what has me shaking my head is that moment where one realizes that the smartest person in the room is the satirist. On last Thursday's episode of the Colbert Report, host Stephen Colbert transferred control of his super PAC, Americans for a Better Tomorrow, over to fellow Comedy Central icon Jonathan Stewart, so that he may legally pursue an exploratory committee for seeking the nomination for President of the United States in his home state of South Carolina. Now, I'm a longtime fan of both men and both shows. I have always appreciated the humor with which each show mocks the absurdities of the news we are all so addicted to. But we have reached a new level as Stephen Colbert's appearance on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I'm not here to criticize that show or point out that George Stephanopoulos was either overmatched or unprepared for the satire that would come his way. What has me shaking my head in disbelief is the fact that so many working people voting in the GOP primaries buy the story, hook, line, and sinker. And to a degree, so does the media reporting it. After all, they too are making big bucks on the millions of dollars spent in each of these early primaries. It even makes for a decent storyline. Let's be clear. The Citizens United decision of the Supreme Court is nothing less than the hijacking of the electoral process through the financial leverage of the corporate elite. And the humorous are the only ones that are fighting back. Colbert and Stewart have parlayed punchlines with mockery into the most credible opinions available. Case in point is the ad by the super PAC, Americans for a Better Tomorrow. Attack in B minor for strings. The ad employs John Lithgow as the voiceover and uses Mitt Romney's own words to portray him quite logically as a serial killer. And if corporations are people, and each job a little child of the corporation, then Mitt Romney committed genocide on the working people of America. This week, the working family agenda must, in Mr. Colbert's own verbiage, acknowledge tip of the hat to the Americans for a Better Tomorrow for buying just enough free speech to tell the truth. And if I may be so bold, a wag of the finger to Mitt Romney for spreading his productivity with every corporate concubine on every corporate junket he has taken. What America needs to know is that there are more than 50 million bastardized manufacturing jobs exported thanks to his genocide on jobs and the American worker. Folks, corporations are not people. Citizens United is a very bad thing for 99% of us. Mitt Romney will not lead America forward. He will sell us for our parts to foreign nations, then sell us back all the things that we used to make here. If you miss the way it used to be, tax a millionaire, support a union, and buy American. The Working Family Agenda is made possible by a solidarity grant from the AFL-CIO to the Central Utah Federation of Laborers and our partners here at Defenestrate Media. Thanks for listening, and check us out next week. I'm Brian Faulkner. I wish you all peace and prosperity.